What it is, man, it's Slow Motion Podcast on the go. I'm with my boy G. We live in Oak Cliff, deep in the heart of Oak Cliff. We're at Supreme Cuts, and we're in a barbershop, so you may hear some stuff in the background because we're doing this raw and uncut and live. I'm going to introduce y'all to my boy, let him go on and speak his mind.
Like, man, thank you for having me, man. It's G, man. Hey, we out here, like you said, in Oak Cliff, Texas, raw and uncut, man. What's going on with you, Jay, bro? What you got going?
Just riding through the neighborhood, man. I decided to stop by and do this podcast, raw and uncut, in the barbershop. A lot's been going on in Dallas right now, man. What they say since we up to 90 murders. How you feel about that?
Man, dealing with these kids, seeing the hurt in their eyes, and just, you know, this day and time is pretty fucked up, man. Especially out here in Dallas, like seriously, like we on the verge of being number one murder capital. You know what I'm saying? Especially during the summer with all these things that are happening. You got these kids being killed. One kid, life got cut down short, man, just graduated. Man, a little 13-year-old boy was at a store. Same slain, man, for no reason. This is just a bad time right now, man.
It's definitely a bad time out here, man, but you know, you just got to, nowadays, instead of stay safe, you got to stay dangerous, man. That's how I feel. But other than that, man, it is the summer. It's hot out here. We in Texas. It's very hot. So when it's hot, you know, the crime rate go up. But in all that negativity, man, we got a lot of stuff going. It's a lot of positive things going on. A lot of business owners popping out. By the way, this podcast is brought to you by Confidential Clothing. And also my boy G, he got a clothing line. It's called Fuck It. You want to elaborate on that, bro?
Man, Fuck It is just an urban clothing line. We got like a lot of different crazy designs. Man, a lot of different crazy illustrations, you know, on shirts. A lot of graphic tees is like my favorite. So, man, it's a lot of everyday life. Fuck It is just a brand. It's more than just a brand, man. It's just a way of life, man. I know you feel like Fuck It. Fuck It.
And again, man, I apologize for the noise in the background. We are doing it live in the barbershop. So that's a lot of stuff going on right now. People walking in, getting cut up. If y'all ever need a cut, man, what's the address here, man?
4863 Sunnyvale Street. That's 4863 Sunnyvale Street. Come through the doors and get neat.
We got G on the station. We got my boy Ant, and we got Q. They'll get you right, man. They get me right every week, man. So, next topic, man. Let's talk about the Dallas music scene. How you feel about the music scene? I mean, people getting signed and secretly getting signed.
Yeah.
And I feel like rap is back. How you feel about that?
Oh, man, I love it. I mean, another thing I'm part of, too, I have a music app called Certified Mixtape, so y'all please download that and check that out. Certified Mixtapes is on all platforms. It's absolutely free. There's over 100,000 mixtapes, albums, and videos where you can stream as much as you want to daily, even download the mixtapes. I have videos on it, like I said. I mean, it's new and fresh. It's out here in Dallas, but, you know, we reach worldwide. We got every artist in the world you can think of on it, and if we don't have it, we'll put them on there. But, man, Dallas is... Man, on the rise. Yella Beezy did a lot of good, great things, opened the floodgates, just Texas, period, and just the Dallas surrounding areas. You got your Post Malones, you got your Trap Boy Freddy's. I mean, just on like the raw hood things. There's even an artist by the name of Juice Leroy that got co-signed by J. Cole just recently. And man, it's a lot of good, great things going on in Dallas. It's just a big major city for music, you know what I mean? So it's a good thing. Bad things is, you know, we got to definitely come together and just be a little bit more united. But, you know, over time, things will happen a little bit better, I think. You know, shout out to you got your 10K cash. Man, it's a lot of good things going on right here now.
Yeah, and I believe in you on that, man. I just feel like it's a lot of more stuff that can happen in Dallas. It's becoming a major city now as far as e-commerce and the Metroplex. I just feel like if we all come together, it'll be better at this time. As far as the music industry, I like it right now as far as how it's going, how we're getting our shine. But I feel like it can be better. I feel like it's too much competition. Now, this new wave, with Trap Boy Freddy and Yella Beezy and Go Yayo and all of them, CJ Casino and all of them. Bugatti Casino. They all coming together. And I see them in videos, which it should have been like that, and it's getting more shine. But shout out to Trap Boy Freddy, man. He doing his thing, man. I just got back from L.A. on Memorial Weekend, and we jammed the shit out that song, "What a Wonderful Day in L.A." I like that shit, man. So we just kept jamming that. He doing his thing, man. He ain't hating on his partner, Yella Beezy, who blew up. You know what I'm saying? He waiting his turn. And I feel like they movement, it'll have more longevity, because Dallas should have been like Atlanta right now. What you think?
Dallas definitely is Atlanta. Say that. There's a lot of people believe from Dallas because of how united it is not. It's not united. You know what I mean? And go to Dallas where it is united. I mean, well, to Atlanta where it is united, and you know, win. So many open arms out there to help you succeed. You know. So back on subject, you know, Atlanta is, you know, the black Hollywood, you know what I mean? Like, just simply. But Dallas has a lot of swag. Dallas has been getting bit for us, like, you know, throughout the culture for years, you know, with just the new swag that we have. You know, Dallas is like the mecca of swag, I would say. There's so many different hot, fresh, new waves of everything. The Woe was founded out here. Some new wave stuff. Dougie back in the Gap. You know, just a lot. You know, Dallas is on the verge of it's the peak of a lot of different fads. You know what I mean? So, man, Dallas is, man. It's where it's at.
It's definitely where it's at, man. Trust me, I do a lot of traveling. And everywhere I go, man, I just feel like Dallas is a good city, man. It's small, but it's big, but it's not too big. So, again, I apologize for the background noise. We are in a barbershop. We're doing this live from the barbershop. That's why it's called Slow Mo Podcast on the Go, because I will podcast any goddamn world. But, yeah, to elaborate on it, it is a lot of stuff going on in Dallas as far as the music scene, but let's jump to something that we both familiar with, that we both doing right now. Now, you're an entrepreneur, uh-huh, and you got several businesses out. So I just want to know, for anybody who's trying to start, because a lot of people come to me for advice, but it's always good to hear from somebody else. For a person who's trying to start out with their niche, trying to see what they want to do, what's some of the things you can tell them of how they can get started, or, you know, things about virtue and patience and how to get a business started?
Love yourself first. Oh yeah, love yourself first. Boy, yeah, I've got background noise, man. The first thing for sure, man, you gotta love yourself. You gotta know exactly what it is that you want. What you want. Gotta know what you want to do. Pass me the bottle. Man, starting a new business, man, there's a lot of dark nights, you know what I mean? A lot of bright days. You just got to push through, you know what I mean? It's not going to be easy. I would be lying to you if I told you it was easy, but you got to find out what makes you smile and just push with it. Those things that make you smile is going to make you money, you know, just straight up. And you got to believe in yourself. It's easy to jump on someone else's bandwagon. I've definitely been, have failed by helping someone push their own dream and not my own, you know what I mean? So you got to find out what's for you. And just go with it. You know what I mean? Try it. You gotta feed something that's yours. You gotta feed it. You know, you can make a couple thousand dollars and then try to take it and go buy a fucking chain and do some shit like that. But you know, that's the worst thing you can do. Yeah. It's gonna be a time for balling. It's just not right now. You gotta take the same money you made and invest it back in, feed it and grow it.
I definitely can understand that, man. A lot of people. And now they try to be jack of all trades, but they don't know, man, you got to start with one thing. Once one thing pop off, then you can move ahead and do other things. The only thing that got me in a right state of mind as far as entrepreneurship when I started dancing. Y'all know when I first started dancing, I was clowning me and shit. But I've been doing this shit for almost 2.5 years, and I started actually from the bottom. No fans, nobody knew me. Wasn't hardly making no money. But it took... People gotta understand, sometimes shit might pop, Or sometimes it takes shit, you gotta marinate it. It's like Nipsey, it's a marathon. So a lot of people they ain't used to running marathons, they used to sprinting. So I feel like sometimes shit can take years, months, days, it don't matter, man. You just gotta be consistent and patient with what you got going on. But as far as the app, tell some people who wanna be an app developer how you got started in there, bro.
Man, I don't develop, you know. So that was just having an idea and trying to find people who do. I had a brother who went to school for, you know, just being a developer, a software engineer. And man, I had an idea. We sat at the round table together and we made it come alive, man. It was just, you know, jumping over obstacles, jumping over hurdles. You know, I could have easily just stopped and like, nah, man, I don't know what I'm doing. Let me just, you know, again, I turn those no's to yeses, you know what I mean? So, you know, you're going to get a lot of, butterflies in your stomach whenever you're trying to try something new, you know what I mean? So, man, just going through that whole process of coming up with ideas and, you know, getting the app to you know, from your head to your hand to seeing and growing it from, you know, the 10 people that we had following at first to like Instagram 19K plus, you know, now of people who actively, you know, looking like on a page to having 50,000 subscribers now, you know what I'm saying? Just active people who are, you know, have the app, you know, so it's just, man, it's, like I said, there's a lot of dark nights, you know. It was just a lot of trying too, man. It was just something we wanted to do. We wanted to see succeed. You know, it was just a baby for us at first, and it just grew. You know, just, man, coming in on the app scene, just, you know, it's fresh. Dallas is, man, for us developers and app startups out here, man, it's the place to do it at. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things that I don't know that I'm trying to figure out now. You know, we've been in market for, man, over 5 years. So, you know, for us not to decrease is good, but, you know, we're just trying to increase, keep pushing. You know, you got to go within business, you always got to go back to the drawing board and try to think of some new innovative ways to push and to grow your business. So, you know, man, it's like anything. It was a great thing to start, and it's a great thing to keep seeing. It's just one of those things I want to see get to the highest plateau that it can be.
Yeah, man, that's definitely a major accomplishment, man. I tried to do apps and that shit was hard, man. So I don't want my listeners, I don't want y'all to think that it's just something that you just push a button, you got an app. Nah, man, you gotta get it developed, you gotta get things done, you gotta put it on iTunes. It costs money to put it on iTunes. I think it's like $100 to submit on iTunes. On Google it's like $25, but then you gotta pay like a fee or some shit like that. It's hard, man. So I don't want y'all to ever overlook that. But let's switch over to topics, man. Now, you went from app developer, and you do security, but I want to get to more of this fashion, the clothing line. What made you decide to go into clothing? Because that's what I'm in right now. So what made you want to decide to start designing your first shirts and getting that out there?
Man, you know, we go to the store and malls, and online we look and search to buy clothes that we like to wear. It was like, you know, I can always go to a store and settle and find something that I like and spend the money for it. But why not go take it a step further and you know, just come up with your own type of design and love it and put it on and wear it. You know, I know if I like it, you know, hopefully some other people will like it. But, you know, just by me just putting my efforts in it, I know what's right and what's wrong, you know what I mean, for shirts. You just the same way you go into the store, like something that you'll see on the rack that you will never touch, and something that you say, I deem this right. Same thing I put in my mind and just, you know, just started with and wanted to do. I mean, I seen you come in through shops with your clothing line, and you know, that was like, you know, that's dope. I see you wear it all the time. It's a part of you. I love graphic shirts, you know, so I was like, well, let me make this part of me. I do like a lot of chill, relaxed things, and I always wear those type of attire, so why not jump on, you know, that and get that and have that? So I said, fuck it. That's why the name of it is fuck it.
Right.
Fuck it.
definitely like the name, man. It's not derogative anyway. He spell it, how you spell it? F-U-K-I-T. So fuck it is the brand, man. If you wear it, trust me, it won't be derogative, you know what I'm saying? So let's switch topics, man. Now, let's talk about some celebrity news. A lot of stuff been going on, you know, the past of Nipsey Hussle. And do you feel that rap artists are being targeted by hip-hop police? Do you feel like our rap artists are in danger right now?
Any individual that's trying to push and grow, any situation is targeted right now. They have the, you know, these rappers and stuff, they have the forefront, you know, right now to shape and, you know, groove these communities and stuff. So, you know, I definitely believe that they're a target. You know what I'm saying? Like, Cassandra Blands was a target. Martin Luther King was a target. Malcolm X was a target. These are leaders, you know, that we'll have in our communities. It's just, you know, for us and young that we are, you know, these are our staples, our icons. You know, these are the people that we look up to. They're their targets, you know, because they got the chance to, you know, influence us. Music influences people. So, you know, we can listen to some music that may say, you know, have some, like, powerful, uplifting things that will make you want to get up and go do something, just like Nipsey Hussle. His music was influencing. You know what I mean? It's like, it was positive. It's someone who I definitely love Nipsey Hussle and listen to his music way before all this happened. You know, I remember with Certified Mixtapes, we were a part of the Crenshaw tour. Whenever he came to Dallas and Houston, we was a part of that, man. It was like, and then that was like my first time really just, you know, getting really involved and listening and looking at Nipsey Hussle and just seeing his grind, and, you know, that was just, you know, mind-blowing. And just to hear him speak, that was a great thing. There's a couple of artists that, you know, that I listened to just to hear him speak, and it was just, you know, he was definitely one of those. And he helped, you know, just helped me, man, put a little fire underneath my ass to move on things, you know what I mean? But, yeah, man, these artists are targets right now. Like, he had some good things he was able to do for his community, some good, great things he was doing in his community, and to see him get slain in his community was just horrible. But, man, I believe that it was definitely bigger than that, man. He was bigger than what we've even seen, you know what I mean? It was a lot of things that he was doing, creating hope in a person. You know, a person can live without food and water for like a week or a little bit more. But if you take hope away from a person, they're dead instantly. So a lot of people were hopeless. They had no hope. He was giving them hope and you know, making them want to get up and live and do things different. So, you know, kudos to him, man.
I mean, I was one of the ones that definitely felt it when he passed, man. I don't think we talk too much about the passing. But, yeah, you know, as my confidential line, the C is expired by Crenshaw. So I felt it. I even, when I took my trip to L.A., it was therapeutic. Went to the store. Definitely felt the vibe, the bad vibe around there. Still a bad vibe around there. And he was a Tupac of our generation. We can say that right now. We didn't really label him that until the passing, once you found out all the stuff he was doing for his community. Like, I'll be one of the ones to say, even though I listened to his music, I didn't know he was that involved in this community, and it inspired me to get involved in my community more. You know what I'm saying? And again, I do apologize for the background noise. We are in the barbershop. We are doing this live at the barbershop. I want to pull up. That's why it's called Slow Mo Podcast on the Go. We are podcasting, so you'll hear some noise in the background. But that's why we, hopefully you can hear everything we're saying, which I know y'all can. But other than that, man, RIP to Nipsey, man. The marathon does continue. Now, I got something else to ask you about. T.I., he's involved heavily in a lot of stuff. Do you feel like it's more clout chasing, or do you feel like he's truly involved? Like, as far as Gucci, I understand how he was trying to come at Gucci, but, you know, I spent a lot of money on Gucci. It was hard for me to stop wearing it. And I was getting clowned for wearing it, but now everybody forgot about it. I post pictures with my Gucci belt, and don't nobody say nothing. But at the, I just feel like we act on emotions. We don't really do nothing. Like, I really hate social media activists. I like people that's in the street really doing something for the community, really trying to change it, instead of reacting on our emotions. And I feel like everybody react on emotion. I'm not a person that react on emotions. So when Floyd Mayweather did that soliloquy of all kind of, it was like a four page post. I felt this shit because I'm the type of person, I don't react on emotions. And I gotta, it takes a lot for me to just stop fucking with something. How do you feel about that?
Man. Start off with, you know, with Gucci, just the clothing brand, man. This just, it's a high-end fashion. There's not a lot of black high-end fashions that I know of.
This only one is called Off-White.
Off-White. Okay. So, and what are the price ranges? Are they about the same as Gucci?
It's high as fuck.
High as fuck, okay. See, we live in a day and time where, you know, to be considered as relevant, you have to have, you know, your Gucci on. You got to have on your Prada, your Balenciagas. You got to have all that on just to be, you know, for someone to listen to you. You know what I'm saying? Just to say that you are or deem you, you know, relevant. So that's a lot of phone ring, but you know, that's just, I don't know, man. I don't care about brands and things like that, you know what I mean? But
a lot of people.
T.I., I mean, cloud chasing, let's just see. Yeah, somewhat, some not, you know, it's just, he has a brand, you know what I mean? Which is a good thing, a great thing, you know what I'm saying? He has his own brand. He's one of those people who are just took things in his own hands as far as, like, you know, clothing. And, you know, I like it. A lot of people wear it.
I like it cool, but what about, I don't like the way he called out Yellow Beezy and Cowboy Freddy about that incident that happened.
Well, that's a whole that's a whole different subject, yeah. That was crazy. It's a good thing for you to try to, you know, again, those things that he said could have, you know, easily been a phone call if you had that phone number, you know. If you are involved with them that strongly, you know, and know them, even to say their name, why not talk to them, man? Give them a call and say, hey, this is what we do. This is how we move with this. He got people all around the world the same way. He could have just easily started something that spawned from Atlanta to here. There's a lot of things happening in Atlanta the same way. You know, it's easy to point the finger. It's easy to point out where the conflict is. But, man, where's the solution at? All this shit was just hot air. All the time it took, you know, to say that shit, to arrange people to sit there and look at, you know, his live on that situation. He could have did the same thing and arranged people to, you know, to fight for something. We could have started a rally, even if he wasn't there. Because, hey, Yellow Beats, we need you here at this time, this, and this, and that. We're calling y'all out. You know, I ain't going to be able to make it, but this is what this is. And for whatever. I don't understand marching and all that other stuff. I'm more of a Malcolm than Martin. You know, we can talk about shit all day, but man, let's move on some things. You know what I mean? It's you know, I don't like spit boxing, man. If you're going to move on to do it, if you're not going to do it, just shut the fuck up about it. That's it.
Exactly.
So, to shift over, man, you know, Jay-Z became the first hip-hop billionaire. Kudos to him. How do you feel about that, man? Before I let you speak, it's inspiring to me to know he came from the mud. That's literally somebody who we witnessed come from the mud. We watched him grow to where he at now. And it's to help, he got one of the baddest chicks in the game as his wife. So that really helps. So how do you feel about Jay-Z reaching that milestone? And he did it before Diddy. And you know, Diddy been a mogul for a minute. Diddy got so many ventures and Jay-Z beat him. How do you feel about that?
Jay-Z been consistent. Jay-Z is a hard worker. He's one of those people that, you know, there's a lot of things he did in the dark that came to light.
You know what I mean? And what I mean by that is he's an all-around hustler. Man, I'm really proud for that. I'm glad of it. I love Jay-Z. He listens to his music a lot. You know what I mean? He's inspirational. You know what I'm saying? The same way. Just always been he's always been one of those men who want to be in the driver's seat right away. I'm not taking nothing away from Diddy. You know, Diddy does his thing as well. But Jay-Z, early on, stopped a lot of bullshit. You know, just giving the thumbs up to women. You know, women are our backbones. You can't reach your full potential without having the right woman with you.
Right.
Now, it's one thing to have someone who looks good and great, but if they ain't got shit in their mind between their ears, man, you just got some pretty pussy. I mean, whatever, you know. That's all it is, man. What are they teaching you? You're going to have kids with someone who doesn't know shit. They're going to teach your kids nothing. Fuck with people who are brilliant. Beyonce's been a go-getter since day one. Always been in the driver's seat the same way. I mean, that was just a good, great match made, you know. But, man, for his business, man, that man is just, man. He took it, he grabbed it, he didn't make any excuses. He did what he had to do early on, you know what I mean? Just like I say, man, Jay-Z's a great guy. For real, for what he's done, for sure.
Yeah, man, that's good, man, and I appreciate that. Appreciate you for this podcast. But one more thing before we go, man. The NBA Finals, I want to know who you rocking with. I hate the Warriors right now. I've been hating the Warriors. I'm a LeBron fan, but I'm a Mavericks fan first. Right now, the Raptors are up 2-1. It was a part owner of the Warriors. He shoved Kyle Lowry yesterday, and they just found out they suspended him for the rest of the finals. How do you feel about the Warriors? How do you feel about Kawhi Leonard? Because he's balling right now. He left Texas, and now he's balling. He said he was in the system. What's your take on the sports? What you feel about the finals? Are you sad LeBron is not in it? I'm sad LeBron is not in it. How you feel? And how you feel about the incident with Kyle Lowry getting shoved by a part owner of the Warriors?
Man, when you're doing something great, it's always going to show. Going to be haters everywhere throughout life.
Exactly.
You know, throughout life. No, man. I love what's going on right now, the feud between the two, man. I love seeing Drake go out and you know, trolling. Wearing the Curry jerseys, and you know, I love seeing that, man. That's just some good, great, funny moments right now. It's just bringing some good life and stuff back into the to the entertainment. It's still entertainment, you know what I mean? So it needs to be entertaining in every aspect. So, you know, man, I love it. Curry, I'm a Curry fan for sure. I love the way that he has risen above a lot. I love his heart that he has, but right now, man, it's a fight. It's a fight for the crown right now.
What you feel like about the shoving with Kyle Lowry?
What would I have done?
What would you do?
Oh, boy. It would have been a whole long list of ass whoopers that would have been given out. Had that been me. But, you know, he's just a whole nother bracket of things that he's in, man. He gotta maneuver the right way. Because, you know, even though it was wrong, you can't jump down and be wrong with wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For sure. So, I mean, yeah, it was definitely fucked up, though, man. Yeah. It would have went different had this been one of these hood-to-hood basketball games. It would have been way different. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
But, man, we coming to the end of this podcast, man. I want to appreciate my boy G for coming through. Well, for allowing me to pull up on him, because I actually pulled up on him to do this podcast, man. Like I said, we are raw and live at Supreme Cuts. We got G, we got Ant, we got Q. They out. They'll get you right. Again, man, give them the address, man.
Man, 4863 Sunnyvale Street, man. Supreme Cuts. Come pull up.
We deep in Oak Cliff, man. Most of y'all may know it as 304. That's what we call it. But we deep in Oak Cliff, man. BFL 304. Again, this is the first time I podcast in a live place with action in the background. So if it's any noise, I do apologize, but this shit is raw. I pull up on y'all, interview you, I get your take. Shout out to G again. He got the clothing line called Fuck It. He got the app called Certified Mixtapes. I'm going to let him go ahead and shout out all his social media so you guys can follow him. Y'all give us a moment, man. You know, we got people walking in, talking to them. Like I said, we live in the hood. We live in the hood, man.
All right. Nah, man. Boy, that's a whole nother conversation. I had to talk to you about that.
My bad, man. I got people asking me selling tissue paper and motherfucking cauliflowers and garlic and shit, man. No, man. Facebook, man. It's going to be Certified Mixtapes with a Z, a CertifiedMixtapez. It's going to be the same thing on Instagram, Certified Mixtapes. On Twitter, it's going to be Certified MTapes, CertifiedMixtapez. Y'all follow me. If you got some music coming out, holler at me. Me and Mo gonna be doing a lot of good things together, man, here in the near future too. So, man, just, you know, be on the way to that. And if you got any questions, hit me up, hit them up. Let's get it.
And this is the wrap of the Slow Mo Podcast on the go, man. Again, we live in this in the barbershop, so it's a lot of noise in the background. Sorry. But I feel like it was a good interview. My boy G, he talked on a lot of stuff, man. He got a lot of stuff going on. I mean, they selling everything. They selling tissue and everything coming in here, man. But if you guys want to reach out to me, you need an interview, you want to be featured on my podcast, hit me up. Y'all know my Instagram is MotionDTX, MOSHADTX. I'm sorry, it's MOSHANDTX. Facebook, you know, is Maurice Slow Motion Shannon. And then on Snapchat, hit me up with Motion Fitness, man. So definitely in the building. I'll pull up on you, man, and I'll set up my podcast and I'll interview you, get you out there. Again, I appreciate G. I appreciate Supreme Cuts for allowing me to do this. And y'all have a good day and a good night.